Smoke rises from a Kharkiv supermarket, which Russia bombed on Saturday. Authorities say more than a dozen people were killed and injured in an attack condemned by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The city of Kharkiv has come under days of deadly attacks from Russian missiles and guided bombs, with strikes killing at least 7 people on Thursday. But President Zelensky suggested that the latest bombardment on the supermarket was especially brutal, saying his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin was, in his words, responsible for killing and terrorizing people in a vile way. Prosecutors feared the death toll could rise as a further 16 people remained missing after the strike at the Epicenter K home improvement store on the northern outskirts of the city. In Kharkiv, eyewitness Yulia told Worthy News Radio that she saw a lot of people getting hurt and that many lost their lives by the fire caused by the Russian bombardment. The young mother of one said police were asking relatives to take DNA tests to identify those in the store. She said she was especially concerned about the dozens being treated in hospital, including a 13-year-old boy who was operated on and listed in a serious condition. She said the city park was also shelled, but added, luckily there were no casualties in this beautiful park. However, she noticed that there is not a single quiet day and that children now often study at underground metro stations. And there was another reminder of how dangerous life has become above ground in Kharkiv as another early evening missile strike hit a residential building in the center, reportedly injuring at least 18 people. Ukrainian President Zelensky visited Kharkiv, where he recorded a video of a printing plant destroyed last week by a Russian strike, killing several people. In the video, he appealed to US President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping to attend a peace summit in Switzerland starting June 15th.
To President Biden, the leader of the United States, and to President Xi, the leader of China, we do not want the UN Charter to be burned. Burned down just like these books. And I hope you don't want to either. Please show your leadership in advancing the peace, real peace, not just a pause between the strikes. Please support the peace summit with your personal leadership and participation.
Biden has not yet confirmed his attendance, and it is not known whether China will be there. Yet time is running out as Russia's military advances on the battlefields and approaches Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.